Welcome. Welcome to this meditation and thank you for joining me in this meditation. So today's meditation is focused on the breath and it's an aspect of the first module from the course, The Soft Gaze. So if you'd like to make yourself comfortable, maybe you're sitting in the chair or maybe on the floor or maybe you prefer to lie on the bed. Just knowing that you'll be asking the body to stay more or less still for the next 20 minutes or so. And then also maybe you'd like to use some of the tools we explored in the first module. You know, when you really looked at what truly supports your unique pathway to feeling safe. Because this will assist the body relaxing, resting back. Or maybe you prefer to use the question, how do you like to be met? And all the discoveries and direct experience you had from asking that inquiry question, you can now offer to the body, how does the body want to be met in this moment? Knowing, as I say, that you're going to be asking the body to rest back for the next 20 minutes or so. So maybe part of relaxing back and getting yourself comfortable is moving the body a little bit. You know, maybe you need to wiggle your shoulders or your wrists or move your hips around. Yeah, just finding that really comfortable place. And also, I always think it's helpful to recognize it. It's quite a fine line, isn't it? Inviting the body to rest back. And yet, alongside that, we're asking for that razor sharp attention that we're going to offer the meditation. Rather than going to the conditioned pattern, we could say, of asking the body to rest back. And then going into a kind of sleepy mode. I also invite you to close your eyes. And this is simply because in my experience, this assists in placing aside in this moment all our beliefs about the body, all the constructs, all the memories we have about the body being solid and dense. And this allows us to come to the body anew, afresh, with a clean slate. So I'm going to start the meditation with some of the words that I shared in the first module of the Soft Gaze, within that section, exploring the breath. I think I started the section with saying that I often hear myself saying that the breath is a God-given gift. And what I'm meaning by that is that it's so easy in our busy lives when we're so busy attending to all the details that we believe are important, all the details that we believe others believe are important. And we can miss those blessings that naturally arise, that, as I say, are a God-given gift, that the breath enlivens the body, the breath soothes and nourishes the nervous system. When our nervous systems are feeling frazzled or burnt out, we can use the breath to allow the nervous system to rest back. And the breath can be of great assistance in relaxing the chains of the psychological mind. And by this I mean when the head feels full, when it feels tight, when it feels like there's so many things to be attended to, we just don't know which way to turn, then just spending a moment with the breath, it just offers that spaciousness, that stepping back from the busy mind. There's a constant flow in every moment of breathing in and breathing out, which when we investigate this breathing in and breathing out, and I think in the course I use the word liberate the breath, it can be experienced as one steady flow, moment to moment, and that is part of what we're inviting in this meditation, revealing the silence from which the breath arises and dissolves. So the breath arises, it dances around the body, and then it dissolves back again into the source from which it's arisen. Offering, each time it does this, it offers us the opportunity to deepen into our living inquiry, offering us the opportunity to first touch and be touched by the stillness from which this breath arises and dissolves. And from here I feel this deepens into our knowing of the stillness, and deeper still, the beingness of stillness. Whenever I'm speaking of the breath in the course, the soft gaze, I'm not speaking of a yogic style breath or any prescriptive style breath, but our own unique breath of the body. And it's not that there's anything wrong with the yogic style breath or any prescriptive style breath. Both of those can be of real assistance in different processes. It's just that within this particular course, our focus isn't on using the breath in this way. So my signpost is to simply start by noticing the breath, being aware of the breath, and how your body responds to the breath. Noticing the breath is held maybe at times in certain areas of the body. And I'm sure you've all, if you've been through module one, you've already begun exploring this and investigating this for yourself, and more importantly, directly experience your own unique breath. Noticing the silence after the out-breath. After the out-breath completes itself, we notice there is a silence, a stillness. Then allowing the body to respond to it by itself as to when it's ready for the in-breath. This can be feel like a new experience of really stepping away from the conditioned patterning of how we've grasped or held or controlled the breath in some ways, to just allowing the body to respond by itself as to when is the right time for this particular body mind, for the breath to move from the stillness after the out breath back out again to respond for the in breath, allowing moment to moment the dance of the breath, and just simply noticing any holding or grasping. Not that in any way we're trying to correct the breath or feel that we're breathing incorrectly. We're just simply noticing. We're investigating the way in which a true scientist or a true detective would notice when they're investigating. And I put the word true in front of both those words, scientist and detective, because of course it's possible for a scientist or a detective to have an agenda, to be gathering evidence to prove something, whereas we're investigating as a seeker, as a lover of the truth, to really discover what is true for this particular body mind that we call our body, our breath. So we're noticing how the body responds to the breath, noticing, as I said, if the breath is held at times in certain areas of the body, noticing the silence after the out-breath completes itself. Noticing, listening, and allowing the breath to move freely. At some point, this listening to the breath frees the in and the out-breath in flowing with an ease as one beautiful activity. And we could say life provides and we rest as awareness. So now if you just begin the meditation by just gently breathing in love, breathing out love, breathing in love, breathing out love, breathing in love, breathing out love, experiencing your own unique breathing. Noticing any sensations in the body of the breath, of the in-breath. Noticing the sensations of the out-breath. Just noticing sensations of the in-breath. Noticing sensations of the out-breath. Allowing the breath to dance freely. The in-breath, the out-breath. Noticing the stillness after the out-breath. And the question I asked a moment ago, can you allow the body to know the moment to welcome the in-breath? Just investigate for yourself in this moment. Allowing the out-breath to dance freely. And just noticing whether there's more expression of that out-breath that can occur so it can fully complete itself. And then noticing the stillness that is ever present after that out-breath completes itself. If there's no grasping for the in-breath to begin again, then the stillness reveals itself. Simply noticing if the body is allowed to complete the out-breath. That you need to do, just simply noticing, being aware of any grasping, of any reaction to the breath. At first, for most of us, our attention is focused on the in-breath and the out-breath. And noticing the stillness after the completion of the out-breath. The more we practice this moment to moment, not just in our meditation time, but also in our daily lives, there comes a moment when the body itself simply breathes, and our focus, our attention, if you like, is more and more on the stillness, on the background, we could say, of the stillness, the ever-present stillness, the stillness that reveals itself as the out-breath completes itself. So just play with this for a moment. Noticing that at first our attention is focused on breathing in and breathing out. Then our attention, our awareness shifts to the stillness after the completion of the out-breath. And then as we deepen into the process, if you like, there comes a moment when we're aware that the body completes itself, the breathing process. And our full attention, our full focus, awareness is on the stillness, the ever-present stillness. If you're noticing any kind of holding of the breath in a particular location in the body, any feeling sensation of tension moment to moment in the body, simply notice, allow the sensations moment to moment, the tension. With this soft noticing, and what I mean by soft noticing is that we're simply noticing, we're not engaging with psychological dialogue as to whether it's right or wrong that the breath is held and it'd be best if I didn't hold the breath. We're simply noticing, we're allowing the breath to follow its own process. And sometimes this includes holding tension. And in this soft gaze, this soft noticing of the tension that is held in a particular area of the body, it begins to soften, if you like. And this then enables the breath to dance its own unique dance in your body. And then the breath dissolves away and the stillness is revealed. And the body begins to feel lighter, more spacious, more relaxed. When the tension in the breath is not directed, if you like, by leaning into it or leaning away from it, it has the space to unfold. So again, if you notice a grasping feeling in the breath, or if you notice there's some kind of grasping feeling towards the breath or away from the breath, is it possible to simply allow the breath to come to you rather than grasping towards the breath? This may feel as though you're working against, if you like, your conditioned reflexes, your conditioned patterns. But this is just an inquiry, an investigation, just discovering what occurs if you simply allow the breath to come to you, rather than grasping towards the breath. And the more we notice, the breath relaxes and it flows by itself. We notice that it's a feeling sensation of a vibration, if you like, a flow of energy. And it's allowed to arise, to dance and to dissolve, all within this background location of stillness. The body itself simply breathes, and our focus is on the stillness. There's a deep relaxation in allowing the body itself simply to breathe. No grasping. No holding. Yes, sometimes tension in the breath, but this is simply noticed, welcomed, if you like, allowed. This gentle, soft gaze of noticing, allowing, softens the tension, liberates it, if you like, frees it to dance, and then it dissolves back again into its source from which it's arisen, revealing the stillness, the ever-present stillness. Everything in the universe, if you like, arises, and if it's allowed, dances freely and then dissolves. And this pattern or law, if we want to call it, of the universe is there in the physiology of the body in every moment. The function of the physiology of the body arises, dances, and then dissolves back again into its source. Always, if we notice, revealing the stillness from which it has arisen. So we'll return now to breathing in love, breathing out love, breathing in love, breathing out love, and just spend a moment allowing awareness to notice your unique breath in your body, knowing that in a moment I'm going to invite you to open your eyes and come back into the room. So if you open your eyes now, and maybe you feel to move the body a little bit. Maybe you feel to stay still. Whatever supports you in feeling safe. And the invitation now is the same one from the first module of the soft gaze. is to experience the breath as a living inquiry in your daily life. To be aware of the breath, to notice your unique breath arising and dissolving in your body, in your daily life. And as I've said a few times, this isn't about correcting the breath or noticing how we're so-called not breathing properly or correctly. This is an investigation, a discovery of how your breath flows in your body. And allowing and supporting the breath to be liberated, to flow freely. So thank you. Thank you for joining me in the meditation. And our next meditation will be an aspect of module 2. So I look forward to spending time with you then. Enjoy. Lots of love. Thank you.